Okay, so Databricks just announced decision execution platforms, and I'm actually kind of interested in this one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not because it's technically novel, it's agents plus governance plus a loop, but the product framing is actually a reset. They're saying BI only improved the inputs to decisions. The actual decision-making, the meeting, the deck, the spreadsheets, the weeks-long wait to measure impact, that's still completely manual.
Mm-hmm.
And they're positioning DEPs to run the whole loop end-to-end. Signal, decision, execution, outcome. All on the customer's own lakehouse, all governed, all measured. That's not pretty a dashboard. That's the system executes and tracks what you chose.
Right. So the claim is the loop is computable now. You can automate the thing that used to require a dozen Slack threads and a spreadsheet someone loses.
Exactly. And there's a Fortune 100 retail case study targeting a $100 million plus fulfillment gap. So, this isn't theoretical.
Okay, but I want to understand the architecture before I get excited. They describe three layers: foundation, application, execution, all on Databricks. Foundation is Lakebase for transactional state, Genie for natural language, AgentBricks for agents.
AgentBricks is such a Databricks name.
It is. But the real question, where's the constraint expressibility piece? They say the executive remains the unit of authority. Agents handle the work. But how does the agent know what work means? How does it know when to stop?
The approval gate is between decision and execution. The executive sees the signal, sees the agent recommended action, sees alternatives and predicted impact, and approves or rejects.
Okay, so the human is still in the loop on the choice. That's good, but once the choice is approved and the agent starts executing, what's the termination condition? What makes the agent stop? How does it verify the action actually worked?
That's not detailed in the post. They mention the decision log. Predicted versus realized impact, the delta, lessons to improve the next decision. But they don't specify who verifies realized or what that measurement actually looks like.
Right. And that's the bottleneck. You can have the most beautiful loop in the world, but if the team can't specify what success looks like in a way the agent can verify, the whole thing breaks. That's constraint expressibility, and it's still on the customer.
Fair. But I think the architecture they're describing, everything on the customer's own lakehouse, not a black box SaaS, actually makes that problem easier to solve. The customer owns the data, the models, the decision history. They can wire in whatever verification logic they need.
True. And the fact that it's all on one governed plane, not scattered across five systems, that's a real win. If the signal, the decision, the execution, and the outcome all live in the same infrastructure and in the same log, you can actually learn from the loop.
That's the bit I think is real. Most enterprises, the signal is in a dashboard, the reasoning is in a Slack thread or a meeting, the decision is in a deck, the execution is in spreadsheets, and the outcome measurement is somewhere else. Nothing's connected.
Nothing's connected, nothing's measured. Nobody knows if the decision actually mattered.
Right. And DEPs are saying, put it all on one plane. Run it as one loop, and the executive doesn't have to convene a meeting and delegate across teams. The system does it.
I mean, if that actually ships and works at scale, it's a product reset. Not because agents are new, they're not. But because the category of how do you actually execute decisions has been invisible for decades.
Mm-hmm. And the $100 million plus retail case is a signal that at least one customer thinks it's worth deploying into production.
Yeah. I'd put 60-40 odds this ships as a real product category within 18 months. It's the right problem, the architecture is sound, and Databricks has the infrastructure to own it. But execution risk is real. Constraint expressibility is still the hard part. And no post makes that easy.
60-40, you're actually optimistic.
I know. It's weird.
The thing that gets me is the framing shift. For so long, the pitch was, better dashboards help executives make better decisions. This is saying, dashboards are solved. Let's automate the thing after the decision lands. That's a reset.
Agreed. Okay, I'm in. Not fully. I want to see how they handle the constraints problem. But the direction is right.
That's a win for me. So, this is episode 586, and I'm actually excited about an enterprise platform post. Mark it down.
Should we take a victory lap?
Absolutely not. We've got work to do. But yeah, this one's worth watching.